We're just closing the eyes, breathing. There are lots of reasons why people turn or meditate. Stress relief and calm down and spiritual reasons, and it can solve physical problems, psychic problems, open spiritual vistas. The reason is because meditation is so central to who we are. It's so central to our well-being of mind and expansion of mind. Naturally, by living in this world, in the external plane, the mind, just as a physical body can become diseased, you come in contact with a virus or bacteria or whatever, and you can become diseased physically. The mind can also become diseased. That doesn't need to mean medicine, not in the form of oral medication or shots. The mind just needs to be purified again through meditation. So what are those diseases? Feelings of inferiority. Feelings of superiority. Fear complex. Hopelessness. So many things can creep into the mind. And those things primarily creep into the mind in a materialistic society. Where people measure their value on external things. And they measure their happiness that way too, only to watch those external things deteriorate and vanish as everything in this relative world does. Your car, your jewelry, whatever, things lost or gone. Or another thing, you find out someone who's got a bigger car or shinier jewelry, then you feel inferiority automatically. Theirs is shinier than yours. What I'm getting at here is that there's one very nugget of human experience, of existential phenomena, that is so key to being a vibrant human being. And that nugget is sense of self or self-worth. And that's one great boon of any meditative practice. Because through meditation, one's relation to self changes. One's definition of self changes. And what one values and treasures also changes. We are who we are inside. That's who we are. Not a question of license plate, what state we're from, what clothes we're wearing, social status, economic status. That all comes and goes with the wind. It's not who we are. It's the wrong way to measure one's self-worth. And it brings problems. The poor think they're not good enough. The wealthy think they're over. And then there's so many different things, so many different equations, and they all come out not very favorable. Yes, we have to live in this world, we have to do right things, we have to have houses and jobs and phones and all that stuff, but that's not our worth. Those are tools for doing good things in the world. And quite frankly, those things can't weather every storm. Our worth is in the fact that we're emanations of an eternal source, and everybody's life is meaningful. From the ant to the elephant, to the president, to the beggar, all are equally valuable. Saying that with the tongue and hearing it with the ears is not all that meaningful. But when that emanates from a sense of meditative understanding, where we shed ourselves of all those outer layers, those outer sheaths, and we come into our central core of mind, or existential point, then we can become greatly fortified. This universe has been in operation, spinning and emanating for a long time, and we're part of that cycle. Nobody's outside it. And the more we live in harmony with that ideal, through our breath, through our thought, through our experience, through our outlook, the stronger the mind becomes, buoyed by the fact there's no question of self-esteem issue or anything. You've been born with a purpose, and you're fulfilling that purpose. And no matter what may happen, right or wrong, in the external world, you'll always be embraced by that inner spiritual life. And meditation is the journey of making that a theoretical understanding to a very practical daily working point. As we let the mind quiet, become still, as the chitter-chatter of the mind dissipates, as we let go of all those external definitions of who we think ourselves to be, as we strip down to our inner essence, then we can start to realize our self-worth. And the beautiful thing, it's not a myopic approach, because we start to see that same value in each and every object and human being as well when we open our eyes. It's a very healthy maneuver way of living on this world. And it's not a mind game, it's reality. People don't come into this world with anything, and they don't plan when they come. Nobody puts the date on the calendar to say, I'll come that time. in passing is the same. And there's no loss involved either. But that question of self-worth, of being one bright, brilliant spot, that shining ruby inside, we do that by breathing, by ideating, by reflecting, and through mantra, repetition of an idea and maybe a word. The idea can be something as simple as, I am part of this greater cosmos. This is not something separate from me. The lakes, the trees, the rivers, that subterranean flow of consciousness that is flowing through them is also flowing through me. And that type of connection brings sustenance, hope, optimism, joy, can weather any life storm easy. That my own worth is intrinsically linked with the shining brilliance of the universe. So however you want to inculcate that idea that I am part of this great vast ocean of cosmological experience, or I am love itself, or any way that feels a sense of calling or natural for you. Yes, it's an imposed idea, but it's not a false imposed idea. It's a true imposed idea. And the false imposed idea is that we are our license plate, our clothing, our shoes. That's the false imposed idea. The real imposed idea is that I am part of a greater cosmic whole. And I'm moving towards my cherished goal. And soon, through meditation, through breathing, through reflection, through satsang, a good company, that will no longer be externally imposed, it will be internally cultivated, self-propelling. And when you have that self-worth and desire to, you know, expand out, then that sense of self is not tied to the minutia, but to the vast, then that's one great blessing in this world, to live with that idea. So each and every day, each and every hour, some way, some shape, some form, we should cultivate that idea and remind ourselves again and again. That will give us a very buoyant, healthy mind that will always be ready to move on and embrace the struggles of life and gain victory. Namaskar.